Very much. Minchas Chinuch Shir Thursday night, or the Yud Zayin Elul. It's getting close to Rosh Hashanah. It's September 8th. September 7th, I'm sorry. September 7th. So, I see he tacked on a whole piece here at the end from somebody. Yeah, then I looked in this Menchas Chinuch because I didn't know where it ended. And I looked in this Menchas Chinuch and I saw it goes till the end of the mitzvah. And we really have like four or five lines in the Menchas Chinuch left of the whole mitzvah. But I looked it over and maybe he's going to, it's a good summation and he sort of deals with the issues we talked about. So maybe I will read it to you, even though the your Menchas Chinuch, I have a different Menchas Chinuch. In other words, Mechon Yishalayim decided to put it in. Yours doesn't have it, and this one doesn't have it. And yours does, and mine does, but it's all Mechon Yishalayim. Mechon Yishalayim. So they decided to put it in. I don't know why they made it. He paid them some money. How did that happen? Okay, so but first we have to finish up the Menchas Chinuch. Doesn't say much, if I'll excuse the way I'm phrasing that, in these last few lines. Because it's a lav. Anytime you violate a lav, what do you do? Liquefied the chometz, the gomo. He went to Uri's over there in the Fulmer. He could liquefy anything. So he went and he liquefied it and he swallowed it. Chayev. Chayev. The Nefesh, the Rabbo Shashose. Okay. The Posit says Nefesh. Where does the Posit say Nefesh by Chometz? Kohan Nefesh? No, okay. Kippur. Well, I believe it. The Chumash is available. Nefesh. What? That's in the tribe. You just made that up. Like, I don't say that. I know by your papers of a few times Nefesh. Well, I never feel those to Unef. Who learns in Torah's Moshe? Let's test them out. We'll see if they really know. They're fakers, but I don't know who. Not nice to not know about it. I certainly shouldn't have taped it. Thank you very much.
No,
there's a positive nefesh. It's a reboy. He called a chol machmetzes. Chol machmetzes lo socheilu. He called a chol v'nichrasah ha-nefesh ha-him Yisrael. By the onesh, maybe by the onesh. Okay, that's what he says, by the onesh. If you call a chol chometz, v'nichrasah ha-nefesh ha-him Yisrael. Okay, again, says v'nichus ha'nefeshim yadas Yisrael. So that's by the onesh. It's interesting that Yamarbe the iser the chiyuv from the pasuk that talks about says the word nefesh by onesh. Okay, we're not going into that now. Akabonim l'rabos as hashosah. Hey, pasuk a Rambam kan perik aleph alachalav alachorev shalomer. It is possible to say the ribui davka lachametz gomor avol taruvos o nuksha imhim cha'enu chayiv malchus. Possible. The fellow here on the bottom points out a good point. He says there's a general shaila, like a major shaila. General shaila when things are osur bahanor, let's say gilanosh is osur bahanor. Possible cholov that was cooked is osur bahanor. If you have anor from it, but you didn't eat it, you violated the isur of anor, do you get malchus? Do you get malchus? And something's also banal. Let's say you learn out from a pasuk, it's also banal. Or chametz, you learn it out from the phrase lo ye yochel chametz instead of lo yochel. So do you get Malkus? It's a major shaila. It's a general shaila. Rambam, Raibid, Akuponim. So he says, if you get Malkus or not, this issue, if you get Malkus or not, the issue becomes moot, because so well, even if you look before, you're still getting Hanah from it. But the chinuch saying that maybe if you liquefy it, you're not over. After by chomet chomor, is assuming you don't get malchus for hanon. So that's why he wants to know: is this included in achilo or not? Okay. Then he asks Akasha, but you see, there's cases in the Mishnah of Taruvus Chomet, which are mamish liquids. Sheikh Hamodai, Chemet Wadumi. He says, the post of Teres, he says, yeah, if it's a liquid and it's Derech Achila to drink it, so then certainly Yechayah. There's nothing unusual about it. The question of Himches Achomet Vagomo is not really Derech Achila. That's
why it's a shame. Who said that's not what it's coming? You.
That's why you need a reboy, my good friend. That's why you need a reboy from Achmet of Los Ochelo. It's not coming Gomer, it's coming by the way Terugos. He's going on the side. That's Chomets on the day Terugos. You're not Mukhuyas for liquefying. So then the guy on the bottom asks, well, what about Sheikher Hamoda? He says, yeah, there's no question that you're over for things that are originally liquid. We're talking about something that's a solid and you liquefy it. That's the shame. Okay. What? No, that's considered chametz gomer. That's considered chametz gomer. The whole thing is the wheat or whatever they make, barley. That's like Sheikh Hamadi. It was made that way. It was made to be a liquid. They didn't liquefy anything. The way you make it is liquid. Mr. Brewer speaks it out, by the way. It's not maybe it's not that portion. Maybe there's a lot of water in there. But Mr. Brewer passes it's Chametz Gomer, not Chametz Ayyadei Tarubas. Okay. Ubeprat, Kimon Aleka Lachat Kro, Larambo, because you only have one Reboy, Marbin and Chametz Gomer. Vayan Taisus Psochim, the Vezum and Allah, the Rimaskal Or. בסוף הדיבור ודף חוף גימו למד בי תובי דבי המסכו מי ביני הוא ודף חוף חס עמד בי תובי דבי המסכו לחד לפני זמנו that you the point of all these Vayar Mekoyim is that you do not necessarily extrapolate from the Issa Chomets to the Issa Taruvus Chomets, whether it's in terms of what it covers or when it's also or if it's Himcha. You don't extrapolate. It's a different love, and you have to go through the regular dark alim, but you know the din. Chagiruzu gankin berav Pesach and him chachamet. If you him chachamet after chatzos and you drank it, after doing a chayav malchus, even though he's going now that you get malchus for chamet that you eat after chatzos and erev Pesach, like Rabbi Yehuda, but him chanat because him only has one ribui chamet gomer on. Okay, now you're finished with this mitzvah. So I want to read a Vaisa. You could listen. I don't think we'll go into Sunday, but I see he discusses the things we talked about. Very, very difficult mitzvah, very unclear, or at least. What?
What?
I couldn't tell you. I have no idea. I would have to find out. I would have to look it up online and see what it is and how it's made. And then I would not know and I would call up someone else or them. It sounds like a saucer. So I'm going to read it and translate it and we'll see if it's helpful or not. The Rambam Perek Aleph Mechametz Umatzah Lachavav Ein Chayav and Koretz Ala Lachilas Atzmos Al Chametz. See, this is like Rambam sounds like what we said, that Teruvah's chometz is like not prime chometz. Because his lashon is, Ela al achilas atzmo shel chometz, the essence of chometz. Alo eruv chometz, kivayin kaita kababli, lo kivayin bo koreh.
I'm agreeing with Rav. This is an alpha, eruv chometz. It's like a mute.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know what, I didn't say anything to agree with you. This is the Rambam that we've been learning this for the last 2 weeks. Shenemar kol machmetzus lo sochelu, mamedvar mamurim, that there is a kazayah for the achilos pras. That's the Rambam shita. Hakam lishona, horamban zal bahakagosov, the sefer hamitzvus, lavin simen kuf tzadik ches, hisigal rabbeinu. The Mavur B'Shas Tzachim Daf Mem Dalar Amal Aliv the Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanim Pligi because of Chabavli but they shame Bo Kazayas but they shame Bo Kazayas with that little cross Rabbi Lev Darish Kol Lamalkis Rabbanim Lo Darshi Kol Avo B'Chdei Achilas Pras ask the Ramban L'chuli Alma Thiva Koris Mami Chayim no you're with you there's a complicated took you the first three blood of the first of the third paragraph. The Ramban saying that machlokas tanoim. There's no kazayas bechilas pras. If there is a kazayas bechilas pras, sakatu. B'chein hu b'chol ha-toyra. That's the Ramban. No, there's a machlokas Ramban and Ramban. Tirtzu ha-meforshim. Your basic terrace is the Rabbeinu Svira lay the sugya zud d'chuyahi. The sugya p'sochim. That implies that if there's a gzayas b'chdei achilas pras, it's good old chametz and it's korach. The Omer Rabbi Yechon Malvay Nizorah Das on the Zion of an Aleph Kol Shetaymoy U'mamosho Osur V'lo Kinolos. Now the Gemara doesn't have to be talking about chiyuv korach. The Gemara could be talking about regular yisurim. If it's ham and something mamoshos. The Gemara is going, the Gershon holds Tom Kinker is loud to your eyes. But if this time my Uma Mosho, then you chayav karas.
Then Zika.
Zeu Kazayas Machdei Achilas Pras. Yeah. It says Lokinol. I don't know why, who says it's all about Chayav Karas, I don't know. But it says Lokinol. Yeshlomar. The Venus Ekazayas Bechle Achilas Pras, Meo Isser Betar Rubos, Legam Tam Gomer, Ubekoch, Ubekotachain Tam Chomets, Im Kenaf Kazayas Bechle Achilas Pras, Tzorech Pro. Okay, maybe, maybe not, good. Andrabe Beshain Kazayas Bechle Achilas Pras, the Chuli Al Mishori, because it's a Shracha Tam, it's not real, it's not a real Tam. Omna Machati Kosher, this guy asks, the Masha Vidur Rabbeinu, Dafain, Kazai, Bechdechilus Prasak, upon a Moshe Menatoira. I don't know, the Chinuch says, referring to the Rabbin, the Rabbona. Bechain Benukshek, Moshe Kosu, Perkei Allah, Yimu, Gabi Sayor, Yun Shom, Koshe Menalanza, Kam Koshe Lama Posu, Kabi Eliezer, Hostam Mishnik, Rameir, Israel, the Loike, Benukshe, Metarubais, it is the Araisa. I can think Grisha Maskana that's not even a chiyuv the Araisa. Vikas Tom Achrina Shom, there's another Stam Mishnah, Memchesel Medvei, Seyor, Yisor, Volchel Potur. But because of Ramban Zal Shom, Gam Kosher, Kaimelon Mikol Ein Aloke. So Kaimelon Mikol, I think it means something was rabbi from the word kol Ein Aloke. When she calls it a Ramam Lahedim, very Gaiman Chosen Surah, the Vainly in Chutin and Krumos, the Lama Lake it can be called. Why here would you get Malthus? A Gufa, if it's talking about the Lord, because I'm the Achilles Cross of Chomets. You're not allowed to eat this thing, Tarumas. For instance, a gufa de kroat zwichel is chamis machmas dover acher, not by itself. Well, the yashiv zeh, he's going to explain the whole Rambam Shita now.
Why is it tamur, by the way, that the whole pasuk is talking about
about what?
the last thing he just said, that he said, Kula Kray Arov is Ru Tamua. Why is that Tamua?
Yeah, because according to Ramban, Sarut Chametz is in Swara, and the Pasuk is needed for Melach. What is the Pasuk needed for according to Ramban? I thought we saw them in Chinuch. In the Chinuch, rather. The Ramban uses it for.
One of many Rabbin, Chimutai Deach Dabrach.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's Chametzai Dei Dabrach. If I didn't swallow yet, that Chametz is called that you did it. The Yashi is there, Nakhdin Gavki, Meshikos Rabbeinu Perakei, Miyachos Yisurin Mizbeach, Soru Dvash, Asurin Mizbeach. Okay, you can't put Soru Dvash on the Mizbeach, Asurin Mekol Shein, in the amount. And then like the Chol Soru, Chol Dvash, Echad Amakter Asmon, O Haruba Shola Had Loke. Mindful because of Mishnah, the Hitcher, Loma Pozo Kabaye, Loi Karobo, what? Sorry, what? Says the public there, sorry, open. Because sorry, hold the too involved in the subject. We're too much too involved in the subject. We're not holding it ready. Okay, so we'll move on to Mitzvah Yud Gimel. So you want to take a test? No, we won't do this to you. We won't smart on you.
We ain't done it.
No, it means truth. It means truth. Okay, I want to get a bechina from Mitzvah Yud Gimel.
Well, you get it back.
Because the rough figure is like after Shabbos, I'll probably forget.
His wife notices him talking in the street.
This is
called juicy.
They get juicy. There's a Gemara about it. That's right. On which
Indian? It's Haruvus Chavis.
On Haruvus, yeah. Oh, no, that's not it's still mixed up by Haruvus.
Okay. Yud Gimel. Mitzvah Yud Gimel. Not to feed the carbon pesach. We're going back to the carbon pesach. Not to feed the carbon pesach to Yisrael Meshumet.
This is tomorrow. Right? And they tested them. They said, how about you have the ayah? That's the best part. You give him the tail fat, that's the best part.
That was a goy.
That's a goy.
Goy.
He's a shuma.
It's a nice story.
Now here also, the koteret is not to feed the Pesach. That's what Mishum is. Not to feed the Pesach. would say, you know, don't eat the Pesach. It would be like a waste of time, right? Sort of.
It's also not thing we have to prevent Nisubah from eating the Pesach, right? Just that don't eat it.
Okay, so there's no chashinach about that. It's very obvious to talk about. They don't reject Hashem.
Yeah.
See, let me explain to you something. Yiddish guy is not for Jews. Only. Yiddish guy is not for Jews only. Yiddish guy is the whole world. It's Machai of Jews in 613 mitzvahs. But they also have the same Hashem. It's not like it's not a different religion. We don't hold the different religions. There's only one Hashem. Hashem is Melech HaKol HaAretz. And that has certain demands from the Jewish people, special, unique, blah, blah, blah. And it demands of Goyim something. So it's the same Hashem. So Hashem is talking to Goyim gives them the seven mitzvahs to tell them what to do and not to do. The Rishonim is rejected. Yeah. So I don't know if all the Rishonim are asking for this. This is the Rambam. That the kotzeret is not to see them through the Rishonim. The Rishonim, by the way, the pastor, is what the Gemara calls a mummer. It's a mummer of the Zara. And we're going to see what about a mummer, the Shabbos, what about a more kotzer, we'll see. So in Nachal, we're not Pesach, we're Yisrael Meshuvah.
Oh, Yisrael
Meshuvah. Yeah.
After the Rav is done, so it's one of seven mitzvahs they know, isn't it? I believe in God.
I know, but not Pesach. Yeah.
No, but I have a Shuvah.
I'm talking about Goyim.
Because I have a Shuvah. Okay, right.
Get it out of your head. We're talking about a Jew.
Yiddish guy.
Well, sure, but Yiddish guy is the whole world.
Okay, see.
Now the pasuk of Mishumim is a yid that doesn't avoid the Zara. Some say though, a woman who does a echad, she does a lahachis, does anything, you don't have to call it her cool. Shnemar called Benechal Yochal Bo. Now the reason everybody's confused is because Benechar usually means the guy. We bought Perish Allah, but we have the Torah Shabbal Peh that Benecha here doesn't mean a guy. It means a yid who was the snack group Michael became a stranger. Chayn Tirgim Unkelus. Unkelus says, Hobar Yisrael Dish Itame Lo Yochal Peh. That's a pretty ringing. Mishorish and mitzvah zu. Same idea, really. My sechazah b'shchita also. L'zeich and nisei Mitzrayim. This is for our relationship with Hashem. Our special relationship. We perform miracles with that of Mitzrayim. Valken roi, shlo yochal boim mishumid. It's just not... We make it on the oisin, also the oisin is the Torah. So he doesn't believe it. I don't know what he believes. Shabbat also zman.
Why is it only Enoish and not feel that we have to feed him? Why shouldn't it just be the Easter if he should eat it?
Because the Torah would not, I think we're going to learn in the Chinuch, and the Chinuch maybe, that it's not mesaber, it's a Torah turned to a meshubin and gave him a special mitzvah. Like it's totally not allowed to be mesaber. Okay, line up. Only not allowed to be mesaber. Only a kohen is not allowed to serve in the Beis Hamikdash when he's in Balmor. Women, a pater from army service.
What?
He's not allowed to marry in the Kaddish room. Everybody in Kaddish all has the mitzvah to marry a man. But no hakim b'schorim when the cable is b'man habayis sheish in Pesach. That's when you can be over the Slav. Vayber lea echol amenu b'neichar. I'm not sure what the Yitzhahara is to do that, but he did it. Vayber Allah vayber malchus l'shein vay maisa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I know it's not on the groin at the ear.
Yes, it's a shadow. We're going to stop it out here. Stop here. Yes, there is a major shadow. There's a major footnote here with all the teachers. We're learning something. Oh, where are we learning Sunday night? I don't know if there's an email. We need a place to learn.